Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim is based on the characters in the full-color action pictures which appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. You'll find the best cartoonists and artists appearing each week in this fine comic section. You'll follow with interest the continued action stories. And you'll laugh with such famous comics as Bringing Up Father, Skippy, Barney Google, the amusingly ridiculous Donald Duck, as well as pages and pages of others. All in full color. All to be found in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Make a note to get it this Sunday. It's tops in entertainment. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim. Jim Bradley, relieved of active duties in our armed forces because of injuries sustained when he captured two Nazi spies, is having no difficulty finding adventure. However, this morning, Jim is rather glad that he has nothing to spoil his enjoyment of a lovely summer day. He has just finished breakfast when Kolo comes in.
That you, Kolo?
Yes, Tuan Jim.
Where'd you disappear to? You served me my breakfast, and before I knew it, you were gone.
Kolo get wash at Chinese man.
Oh, the laundry. Say, how is Joe Tong, Kolo?
Joe not there. Other man give me wash. I say, where is Joe? Other man say, he be gone from laundry, not come back.
I see. Well, let's see if our laundry has a nice clean shirt for me. I think I'll wear this white one here. Hello, what's this?
Piece of paper stuck in color band.
It's a note from Joe Tong. Honorable sir, forgive this inestimable person for daring to be so bold as to acquaint you with his danger. But fortune has decreed that I am to be insignificant pawn in plot of detested Japanese. I am in haste, so forgive this unscholarly epistle. May the God smile upon you. Signed, Joe Tong.
Joe Tong have trouble?
It certainly looks like it.
But he not say how you help him.
Say, Kolo, when were we supposed to pick up this wash?
Joe Tong say wash be ready Tuesday.
And this is Thursday. You probably expected us to find this note 2 days ago. Come on.
What we do?
Kolo, we're going to that laundry and try to warm up a cold trail.
No, me no understand. Follow me now, Joe Tong got away really quick. I'll not come back. Me no understand.
But where did he go?
He no say, just go. No come back, me no understand.
Well, come on, Kolo. Doesn't look as if we're going to get much out of this fellow.
Me don't know. He go away. Me, that all.
What we do now, Tuan Jim?
Well, I'd like to go to his home. Maybe we'll be able to find more out there.
Then we go to Joe Tong house.
You know where he lives?
Yes, Kolo know. Once I go to his house for wash, when shop goes on holiday.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
This door to Joe Tong house.
I hope we're not too late.
We go in anyway, Tuan Jim.
Well, it isn't exactly ethical, Kolo, but I guess we'll have to force an entry. Well, say, the door's unlocked.
No one here.
Guess not. Place seems to be in order. Let's look in the other room. Hey, Kolo, take a look at this.
Someone smash all glass bottles and tubes.
Papers torn. This room is certainly a mess. Looks like a chemical laboratory, Kolo. Did you know Joe was a chemist?
No, Tuan Jim.
Hey, wait a minute. Look at this.
What, Tuan?
This diploma from Yale University. Dr. Moy Tong.
That be his name. Name not really Joe.
Hey, this is getting more complicated by the minute.
Where is Tong?
That's the question. We only knew where he was. But we've got as much chance of...
It is not hard to find the name of Dr. Tong, Mr.
Bradley. What? Why, you're the...
Yes. We just have conversation in laundry shop. So sorry. I have caused you surprise. We walk very quietly.
What's the big idea?
Excuse, please. That is, I have a revolver in my hand. One move and I shall find it necessary to use same. Please instruct servant, I mean my words.
Don't do anything, Kolo.
Very good. I notice he trying to come close, take me unawares. It is very foolish, is it not?
What have you done with Dr. Tong?
You shall discover for yourself. You see, Mr. Bradley, when you're asking many questions in Rondy Shop, I become very suspicious. I know you were come here.
Say, you're not Chinese.
No, I am Japanese. But fortunately for my country's purpose, I look like Chinese. Now, if you will be so kind as to come with me, I will take you to Dr. Moi Tong. So sorry, must bring you up to headquarters place in Rory Freight Elevator, Mr. Bradley. But you must understand why necessary.
Save your phony politeness.
As you prefer, Mr. Bradley. Now, if you and your servant, Kuro, will be so kind as to step out of the elevator.
How can we see where we're going with these blindfolds over our eyes?
Yes, very true. You may remove blindfolds now.
Thanks. It's really too good of me.
Do not attempt to wrest gun from my grasp, Mr. Bradley. It would prove fatal.
Okay, you warned me before.
Very, very good. Now we enter a secret abode of my superior. You see, I pressing a little hidden button and a door opens in war. Please to enter.
Go in, Kolo.
Kolo not like this, Tuan Jin.
Neither do I, Kolo. But we must find Moi Tong.
Kolo go.
Very good. I will inform my superior of your presence. Please to take your ease until I return.
Kolo, there's a window there. Help me with these heavy shutters.
Yes, Tuan Jin.
We must be over 20 stories above the street. A skyscraper hideout. Not bad. I wish I knew where we were exactly.
That man not let us see when we come in car.
And there's a desk, maybe. Kolo, look here.
You're looking for something, Mr. Bradley?
What?
I asked for you looking for something. You seemed so interested in the contents of my desk.
Who are you?
An impertinent question, Mr. Bradley. But since you've discovered my writing paper with the letterhead of the firm on it...
Carraway. John Carraway. Importer of Oriental objects of art.
You may call me John Carraway, Mr. Bradley. It's a good name and it will serve.
So this Oriental art business is just a front, eh? What have you done with Dr. Tong?
An interesting question, Mr. Bradley. Before I answer it, would you mind answering one of mine first? Why are you so interested in the learned doctor?
He's my friend.
Oh. Could it be that he has practically perfected a formula for a decontamination gas that will render harmless any poisonous gas known?
Oh, so that's it. That's why he was kidnapped and brought here, huh?
And you didn't know. Well, I've been letting the cat out of the bag, haven't I? But no matter, your knowledge will do you no good.
I'd like to speak to Dr. Moi Tong.
I ask why?
Put it down to curiosity, Mr. Carraway.
Speaking of curiosity... You've heard the old proverb, Mr. Bradley, about curiosity killing a cat. A cat has 9 lives. A curious man has but one.
Is that a threat?
Take it as you will.
I still want to see Dr. Tong.
Well, I see no reason why I should not grant this wish of yours, since it's likely to be your very last. I'll see that he's sent to you. Oh, by the way, Mr. Bradley, you and your man needn't try to escape. This room is well guarded. And as you've already noticed, we're 20 floors off the street.
Kolo, get that paper on the desk.
Paper, Tuan Jin?
Yes, hurry.
Here, Tuan Jin, what you do with paper?
I'm going to make toy airplanes, Kolo. Paper airplanes.
And so, Mr. Bradley, it is unimportant if my insignificant life is taken. I will not give up the formula to the enemy.
And you are the only person in the world who knows the formula?
Yes, Mr. Bradley. And now the secret of my gas must die with me. For they will surely kill me when they discover that I will not yield.
But Dr. Tong, quiet.
Well, gentlemen, have you had enough conversation?
I'd like to speak with the doctor just a little longer, if you don't mind.
It's very simple, Mr. Bradley, extremely simple. I'm going to give Dr. Tong one more chance before I take the painful but necessary steps to ensure my own safety.
Before you make known to me the necessary steps, Mr. Carraway, may I humbly inform you that I am ready to die.
You won't give up the formula.
My brain will not be unlocked by thieves and murder.
I see. Of course, you, Mr. Bradley, and your man Kolu must also die.
Are you not satisfied with the taking of my life?
Don't let that make any difference, Doctor. I'd rather die than have you give your formula to them.
Kolu, not afraid, Tuan Jim.
I knew you wouldn't be, Kolu.
All heroes, eh? Well, we shall see how you feel about it in a moment or so. Kato!
Yes, Master.
Are you ready?
Everything is ready now.
Good.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to give you a taste of mustard. In gas form, of course.
But we'll die. You'll never get the doctor's formula.
Yes, I failed, Mr. Bradley. Now I must remove the evidence of my failure.
Mr. Bradley, I cannot allow you to sacrifice your life and the life of your faithful servant. I will tell you the formula, Mr. Coward.
Listen to me, Dr. Tong. Your formula can save thousands of lives. We are only three.
Tuan Jim be right. I'm not afraid.
Honor, gentlemen, my humble respects to your kind.
Very well, gentlemen, you've made your choice. However, if the gas gets to be too much for you, there's a buzzer over my desk. If you buzz, it means that the learned doctor is ready to talk.
I don't think we'll need it.
Very well.
If you should care to reconsider.
I made my choice, Dr. Tong. Here it comes. Stay away from it as long as possible. We still have one chance in a million.
Kolu, I'm not like...
It's not very pleasant, Kolu.
Soon we will join our ancestors.
Get up on top of this desk. Gas is heavy.
Come out of there! Open up the name of the law!
Help! Help in here! Help!
How are you feeling, young fella?
Better.
Able to talk?
Yeah. Did you catch them? Caraway?
That Jeff?
Yeah.
Sure did. You know, it's a lucky thing we got there when we did. A few more minutes of that gas, it'd all been goners. We had the pulmonars on you all for over an hour.
Where are they?
Dr. Tong and the big Jeff crew are right behind us in another ambulance. They're going to be both all right.
Good. And you got the note?
Yeah. But that's the darnest way I've ever seen of sending a message. Writing it on toy paper airplanes and shooting them out of the window. Toy airplanes. Just think of it.
And so Jim Bradley defeats the enemy with a toy paper aeroplane. Listen in again.